Good morning. Dry and cold high pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England as it pushes that Arctic air in from southern and central Canada. The result is a clear start, but temperatures for the most part are in the single digits and teens to open up the day. That same high pressure center, while overhead, will keep it sunny and dry for the first half of the day before some high clouds start to stream in from the south and west and filter out a little bit of the sunshine, especially in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. Still, high temperatures should manage to get into the lower to mid-30s across the higher terrain and middle and upper 30s in the valley locations, with some spots in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England even reaching the 40-degree mark. As we get into the night tonight, clouds will increase and thicken as a storm system takes shape along the mid-Atlantic coast. This will be our next nor'easter as it deepens and intensifies tonight and works its way well south and east of Long Island. The strength of this storm will push heavy snow into the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England into the morning tomorrow. As we get into the day tomorrow, the snow will get pushed back farther to the north and into the northern Catskills, the I-88 corridor, right up into the Greater Capital District and southern Vermont, including all of New England. Now, the northwestern fringe of the snow will be on the lighter side during the day tomorrow, and not really add up too much, although a dusting up to an inch or two possible in these locations. Steadier and heavier snow will be likely the second half of the day into tomorrow night for most of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, and this will continue into the early morning hours on Thursday. The heaviest accumulating snow will fall in these areas, and most of the Catskills will see as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow, with the southern Catskills as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, 4 to 8 inches of snow, with even higher amounts as one gets closer to the coast. The storm will wind down during the day on Thursday, and it will be blustery and colder behind it, with temperatures staying in the 30s. With dry and cold high pressure dominating the weather picture into the weekend, temperatures look to top out close to 40 with partly to mostly sunny skies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, both coasts will be in an active wet pattern over the next few days while the central United States remains fairly mild and dry. A storm system will continue to track through the southern Appalachians, southeast, and mid-Atlantic today, generating scattered to widespread rain and thunderstorms. Several of these storms could become severe and also produce heavy rainfall. Much of the region is under an enhanced risk for severe weather from the Storm Prediction Center. As this complex storm takes shape along the coast, we have a greater potential for heavy snowfall across the higher elevations of the Appalachians into portions of New Jersey, then eventually New York City north into coastal sections of New England. Meanwhile, long-duration rain with flooding is expected for much of Southern California. Relatively slow movement of this moisture axis will be directed toward the region and likely dump several inches of rain to the coastal areas and inland through Thursday. Given recent burn scars in the vicinity of the LA area, flash flooding will be a concern. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also extend downstream into the Sierra Nevada below roughly 8,000 feet elevation, with locations higher than 8,000 feet likely to receive very heavy snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 5 above zero with mostly clear skies and a northwest wind at 55 gusting to 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 7, 64% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, breezy, upper 30s, Boston increasing clouds near 40, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 25, that's 11 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 36 inches for the month though, which is 28.1 inches above normal, and 74.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 20.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 2 above zero, in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m. 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow possible by sunrise and lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 30s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow possible by sunrise and lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, steadier snow in the mid and lower Hudson Valley east into southern New England, some sunshine possible closer to the Canadian border and westbound towards central New York, breezy in the mid-30s. Morning clouds giving way to increasing sun on Thursday, breezy lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Friday, a few snow showers near 40. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.